This is Digital Dave.
And I'm still Fast Eddie.
We're joined by Mr. Bill Brown, I believe.
Yes, Bill Brown. Good morning.
Of Philips 65 and a half.
No, it was inflation. It's now Philips 72.
Yeah. Of Philips 66.
Philips 66.
And you'd like to talk about a program. You guys are doing a lot for veterans, which is kind of cool.
Yes, we are. And you know, and it started, I'm going to say it started 33 years ago because I was a veteran from the Vietnam era. And I walked in L.A. to Union 76 with an introduction letter from my base commander when I left. And 33 years ago, I started working for Union 76. And through the mergers, acquisitions, I found myself now here based out of Houston working for Phillips 66. And
That was a darn good introduction letter.
Yes, it was. I still have it.
Wow, that's really cool.
I was going to say, that's an important piece of history.
Well, I thought maybe perhaps I might need it again someday, but no, Phillips. I wanted to get it. Say, hey, it worked once. Why not keep trying? But very fortunate. And Phillips 66 has a tremendous commitment, core values of safety, honor, and commitment. And they show that through their desire to drive jobs and help our military re-engage with the community. And so they are the lead corporate sponsor for the program called American Jobs for American Heroes. And that helps our guys coming back. You know, in some states, we see unemployment amongst our National Guard as high as 17%. And we're talking about guys that are highly trained, skilled, leadership qualities, and we're committed to help them. And we're excited because as the lead corporate sponsor, we've seen hundreds of other companies join in. And we're not the only one doing the American Jobs for American Heroes, but we're proud to be the lead sponsor.
So do you organize like job fairs? Do you offer them job training, that kind of thing, connections with companies?
There are connections with companies. We do job fairs. We've gone out to some of the bases. I had the privilege of joining them at Ellington Air Base here a couple of months ago. And we go out to certain, you know, the military installations to run, you know, it's like a job fair, but it's really helping these guys to engage. And we see hundreds of employers lining up and giving them an opportunity. We also have Phillips 66 has a special online for the veterans where they can go in and put in their MOS or their specialty code, and it'll actually help them line up their skills to open jobs that we have within the company.
Well, I also guess you get a lot of veterans who went right into the military out of high school.
Like me.
Yeah, so you don't have a lot of formal job experience. You've probably never written a resume in your life, and you got a lot to learn.
Yeah, and so through these programs, they do help the guys with resume development and sit down and help them. And there's a lot of us groups that are associated with American Jobs for American Heroes besides Phillips 66. So we do help them along those ways.
Now, are you seeing an increase of applicants? I mean, I'm hoping it's catching on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Last year, just for Phillips 66, can't speak for the other companies, about 25% of our hires into our operations were military.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
Well, you find that, for Phillips 66, we're refining and transportation, and those are highly skilled areas. A refinery can be, a dangerous place to work. So safety is our number one. And our military women, men, come back with that same mentality. Our company likes to say, we want everybody to go home the same way they came to work. And that's what I remember that from the military. Nothing we ever do is so important that we don't have time to do it safely. And that's a mentality.
That's a culture.
That's a culture, absolutely, that the military brings. They've got leadership skills. They're decision makers. And so we've found that there's a great fit. We just have to help them see what they've done in the military and how does that fit in. I know a guy, once I sat in front of him and he told me, Bill, I know you don't know anything about this job, but I can't teach you character. I can teach you skills, but I'm going to hire you for your character. And that's what we do with the military. And yet, we find as we go to these job fairs, we talk to them, and the guys have OSHA certifications. They're handling hazardous materials. So we're, you know, our eyes go, and wait a minute, you know, this isn't just a guy that's coming to us because he was, you know, committed to the military. They're bringing skills, and they need to just get some guidance on where those skills can be employed.
Right, right. How they fit back into the society as a whole.
And it's important to get them working again, too. It has a lot to do with personal pride as well.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Because, you know, nobody feels worse than when they're without a job.
Yeah, and even though you probably look forward to your last day as a serviceman, then there's always the, okay, now what?
Exactly, yeah. And I it's been a while, but I remember that spot.
Yeah.
So, I didn't get off the plane and then walk up to Union Oil. There was about a year in between of bouncing around and doing some things. And, you know, we want to just share that story here. I thought, you know, Friday, you know, salute to our veterans. And we want people to know. I mean, we have information at the booth. We have a place where they can, you know, just log in today. You can grab your iPhone and log in and put in an MOS and see what jobs we have open. And we've got a list of some of those. So help the guy. And we're a global company. So it's not like everybody has to come to Houston. But there's, well, you know, we want you to help us get the word out.
Well, do you find that the average veteran, I guess the phrase, they've been tested by fire already, so they're much more able to handle responsibility, and jobs that a lot of us wouldn't be mature enough to do right off the gate.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in that. I don't have, you know, I can't sit here and tell you, yeah, I know this guy Joe. But I can speak from my own experience. I believe that to be true. You know, you've made decisions, and some critical life decisions, and that's not so different in business. You know, the consequences may not always be as difficult, but we're concerned about decisions made. Everybody's heard of, you know, some significant disasters in the oil and gas industry. Those happen from time to time, and we do everything we can to maintain the high level of safety and the record that we have. And it's guys that are out of the military that bring that character and consideration, you know, leave no one behind. We can make that work in our operations as well.
How long have you been doing this program again?
The program is we're in our second year with the American Jobs for American Heroes. I had the opportunity in Houston to go to the signing of the charter with them, and so it was significant. I have a great veterans group within the company, Veterans Resource. It's just a bunch of veterans that have found each other out. We reached out to the corporate team and, you know, how can we help? One of the things we noticed early on was they said, well, we get military hires in, but sometimes we, you know, we have trouble keeping them. They leave. Well, they were kind of treated like new hires, you know? So,
right.
You know, you got these kids out of college, great minds, no real experience, and then you bring a military guy that's made life and death decisions. And so we help them understand the need to help that military employee respect. You know, they move from a very hierarchical and bureaucratic, you know, yes sir, no sir, to a business environment that can be much more fluid and less structured, and so you have to help them get into jobs where they can excel and rely on what they're training or transition. And there is a there is some work that we're doing to help with that issue. So
okay, and I guess like their experiences, they understand the consequences of a decision a whole lot more than a lot of people coming out of college might.
Well, yeah, I mean they've got some life experience that the college student hasn't had an opportunity.
Right.
There is a some work we're doing at Purdue University to help our veterans acclimate to the academic life following deployment as well, and helping them enter the workforce from college and considering support and taking that out. So your question earlier about, you know, how are we helping them to adapt, to develop resumes, to really see that, there's some efforts going on there as well. And you know, when I came up here, I thought Veterans Day is on Friday. We got a great Warbirds section, a lot of military exposure. I said, is there any chance I can just go up there and share the story? So that's what I appreciate you guys letting us do today.
No problem. Do you guys have a website?
Yes, we do. And for the veterans, it's phillips66-veterans.jobs.com. Love to have that out.
What's the general response? I mean, do they go like, this is amazing, we didn't know this was out here?
Really, because they'll get on to other sites and we hear them. There's another group in local group in Texas we work with that is helping out as well, and they're just excited. So,
well, I want to thank you for joining us.
I want to thank you guys for just letting us share.
All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.